This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Last week's wave of U.S. airstrikes in Iraq aimed at pounding targets associated with almost 170 attacks by Iranian-backed militias on U.S. forces in the region appears to be expanding the fissure between Washington and Baghdad. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon.
Pentagon rejected Iraqi allegations that those killed were with the Iraqi security forces.
As we conduct these strikes, we are very focused on Iranian-backed proxy groups.
Major General Pat Ryder.
We're striking terrorist groups that are supported by the IRGC.
Ryder says Baghdad is a valued ally, adding the U.S. is not planning for a long-term military campaign against the militias in Iraq and Syria. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince at the start of his fifth visit to the Middle East since the outbreak of the war in Gaza, hoping to press ahead with a potential ceasefire deal. The United States on Monday expressed its disappointment that Hungary's ruling party blocked an opportunity for a vote on Sweden's bid to join NATO.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel expressed the U.S. sentiment on Hungary blocking Sweden from joining NATO.
Hungary is the last NATO ally to ratify NATO's membership, and we're glad that Hungary's parliament held that session today. At the same time, we are disappointed that the ruling party blocked the opportunity for a vote by boycotting the session.
Hungary is the only NATO country not to ratify Sweden's membership application, a process that requires the backing of all members, souring relations with the United States and raising concerns among its allies. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Russia accused the United States of aggression against Iraq and Syria aimed at preserving its global dominance and salvaging the Biden administration's image ahead of U.S. elections. The U.S. retorted that its military response to unjustified attacks by Iranian-backed proxies against American forces is not only legal, but will continue. The exchange came at a contentious U.N. Security Council meeting Monday called by Russia, Syria's ally, where both countries also said they did not want an escalation and spillover of the Israel-Hamas war. A provision in the embattled border security bill on Capitol Hill would grant new authority for the U.S. government to block migrants from entering the country if certain numbers are reached. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with that story.
It's one of the most hard-fought provisions in the bipartisan border security package, and one that Democrats had to be persuaded to include. Now it's the central line of attack for many Republicans, with some now claiming it would encourage even more border crossings. Former President Donald Trump opposes the bill. President Joe Biden says he would use it to shut down the border. At issue is a provision that would grant the Homeland Security Secretary emergency authority to prohibit entry for most individuals if an average of more than 4,000 people per day try to enter the country unlawfully over the course of a week. The authority would be mandatory if the numbers were higher. If passed, it would take effect almost immediately. December marked the highest number of border crossings yet, with some days seeing more than 10,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A year after the February 6, 2023 massive earthquake killed more than 56,000 people and displaced 3 million in Turkey and northern Syria, hundreds of thousands of people still live in containers in Turkey, grieving, traumatized, and not knowing whether or when they will receive new homes. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
If Hulya Adıyaman could go back in time, before the February 2023 earthquake that took her apartment building and many of her neighbors and relatives, she wouldn't save her home. She says she wishes they had lost their homes in the earthquake and no people. A lost life cannot come back, she says. More than 50,000 people perished in the earthquake, and millions were displaced. Many families, like Adıyaman's, stayed in tents for months before being moved into container homes, where hundreds of thousands of people still live. Reporting with Orhan Erkalic in Kahramanmaraş, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.